Well, praise the Lord and greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to worship with us here at Mount Calvary Miracle Temple Apostolic Church, where our pastor is the Honorable District Elder Johnny Magnus. Please enjoy the wonderful Word of God. God bless you.
I keep hitting that button. And we certainly thank praise God for him. Amen. His wife. And we thank and praise God for them. I taught Sunday school and I came up to preach and I said, you know what? My pastor asked, my first lady asked, I'ma do it. I ain't gonna say nothing. I'ma just do it. And I'm honored to be able to serve. Amen. Amen. I enjoy serving. Amen. Anytime. Bishop Goldstein, he said, I'm going to be calling. I said, Bishop, anytime you ask, I'll be right there. Pastor, when you ask. Amen. Amen. Because we're served. That's what we are called to do, is to serve. Amen. And we certainly do thank and praise God. Amen. For them. And we thank and praise God for my lovely wife. Amen. Amen. And my two boys. And the one that's cooking. Amen. We thank and praise God for my three children. Amen. Thank you, praise God for my family. Amen. Certainly a blessing to me, and I would not be who and where I am without them. So I do thank and praise God for them. And so I do thank and praise God for all of you. Amen. Amen. I thank and praise God for all of you. I don't know about you all, but I'm happy in Jesus this morning. I am excited in Jesus because he has done some great things for me. Amen. Amen. If I couldn't say a word, y'all know that song, I would just rage. And let him know that I still love him. Amen. We certainly thank and praise God for his goodness and his mercy. Amen. I'm not sure what that one is.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We do praise God for, amen. That's good. That's even better. Amen. So we thank and praise God for just his goodness and mercy. I thank and praise God for all of you. Amen. Because although it's a nice day outside, I can preach inside. Amen. Amen. If it weren't for you all, I'd have to go preach on the street corner. But that's all right. Amen. As my former pastor used to say, if you're happy, just notify your face and smile. And the beautiful thing is to be in the house of God. Amen. It's a beautiful thing to be in the house of God. I'm not going to be before you very long, but I do believe there is a word on this morning. So if you have your Bibles, if you would journey with us to back to the book of Exodus, chapter 3. Last time I preached from Exodus 3, and I'm going to do it one more time. Or I guess as many times as the Lord tells me to, but we'll go back to Exodus chapter 3. And you'll find these words recorded in verse 7. And when you have it, if you'd be so kind to stand with me for the reading of God's Word.
Yes.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 7.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. I'll read that in your hearing. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. I'm going to read that one more time. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. You may have your seats. And just for a few moments, I would like to talk from the message, I have seen your affliction. I have seen your affliction. As I previously stated, the last time I spoke and was in front of you, I talked from Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, to be exact. The topic of that discussion last month was the great I am. And in the course of talking about the great I am, the purpose of that message was to drive home the relevancy and the power of the I am. I hinted at it in Sunday school. I'm a big fan of keeping stuff simple. And with that, simply put, the I am is able,
amen,
to do whatever.
Amen.
Anybody who's ever been healed, they know the I am,
amen,
is,
amen,
a healer.
Yes. Amen.
I've had some broke days in my life, and I have found out that the I Am is able to take your nothingness in your pockets and put something in them. I found out that when I didn't have the money to pay the bill, the I Am made sure that the need was met. It is the I Am who, praise the Lord, is able to keep our minds. I don't know about you all, but sometimes you walk through Walmart and y'all know what I'm talking. Don't look at me like that. Y'all, sometimes you walk through Walmart and you need the I Am to just keep your mind. Sometimes finding a parking spot. Amen. You need the I Am to help you find a parking spot.
Amen.
The I Am is really responsible for everything in our lives. He is the one, that is our sustainer. He's the lifter of our heads. I dare say, because I believe this, none of us would be here today if the I Am did not wake us up. If none of us would be able to breathe our next breath without the I Am saying, breathe that breath.
Right.
Amen.
When I think about that, I have to pause and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And I find myself saying, thank you, Jesus, for a long time, because I can never repay the I Am what he is due.
Right.
I submit to you on this morning that the I Am is so good to us that I don't believe we fully understand and or can comprehend the magnitude of his goodness.
Yes.
Amen.
I think if we even attempted to think about the subject, it would drive us to a point to give him more.
Amen.
Do more for him. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a minister, and I was telling him how the wisdom of God is hidden in the church. And when I say that, because the closer you get to God and the more he reveals himself to you, the more thankful you should be.
All right.
See, saints, I got to tell you this morning that it goes beyond what I drive. Right. It goes beyond what I wear. It goes beyond how much I get paid. It goes beyond those things. Why? Because the I Am, when you realize who the I Am is, you realize without him, I would be nothing.
Amen.
Without him, I would fail. Without him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. That's why I would never look down on anybody, no matter where somebody is at in their life. I never look down on nobody, because there go I but by the grace of God. And you see, unlike some people, I can admit to you that I should have been the one out there strung out. I should have been the one out there, praise the Lord, amen, that has lost their mind. Amen. I've been through stuff recently that, amen, I had to pray and say, God, please keep my mind in perfect peace.
Yeah.
Amen. You all may not understand, but I'll tell you, after my father died, I had to pray several times. I need perfect peace. Because, praise the Lord, so many things going on around you, so many problems, so many issues, so many things going on that you have to have perfect peace. I dare say that the reason why the I Am decided to do something is found in the lesson text of this morning. The reason why, amen, we find that God had to appear to Moses and say that I Am, is because God saw the affliction of his people.
All right.
What I love so much about God is that God, we don't serve a God, says that will put you or let you go through it and just leave you there. But God will get in the mess along with you in order to pull you out of whatever you are in.
Amen.
That's why it brings to me, when if you can be weighed down, he can still reach down and pick you up. You cannot be so jacked up. You can't be so low. You can't be so messed up and so pitiful and so bad that God is not able to pick you up. I believe that's one of the amazing things about him. When he can take somebody, praise the Lord, who is strung out on drugs, strung out, amen. They are an alcoholic. They are an individual that is wrapped with pain. They are an individual who is sick. They got problems in their family. They got problems here. But God says, that's the one I specialize in.
Amen.
Amen. You know, the folks that got together, they may have it all together, but God says, I specialize in the one that everybody else gave up on. I specialize in that one that amen, that you told, that you were told you that you wasn't going to be nothing. They told you that amen, you wouldn't survive. They told you that, amen, that nobody loves you. Nobody cares about you. They told you that, amen, ain't nobody thinking about you, but God said, I died for you.
Amen.
And no matter how ugly your situation is, God said, I am here right now. Amen. What I love about the I am, praise the Lord, because the I am, amen, saw it and said, I'm not going to leave you down in your pit of despair. Amen. I can't seem to think. I can't think about, praise the Lord, how God sits, amen, high, and he looks low. And the Bible says, the angel said, what is man that thou art, amen, so mindful of him? Amen. The very thought that God looked down on us, saints of God, and said, I have seen your affliction. Amen. I've seen, praise the Lord, you're going through at school. I have seen you going through on the job. I've seen you struggle in your marriage. I've seen you struggle in your finances. I have seen, praise the Lord, you're strung out. I've seen, praise the Lord, amen, you're not be able to kick the habit. I've seen, it seems like you cannot stop drinking and you cannot smoke. I come to tell you, you ain't got to go to a 12-step program, but I dare you to get the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost is come, because the Bible says if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. We serve a God that is the God of the impossible. Amen. You would quit. Stop thinking that amen, God is not able to take that habit away. If you quit thinking that God is not able to bring you up, quit thinking that amen, you are defeated. Quit thinking. The Bible says, no weapon that's formed against me shall prosper. Amen. Whatever I'm going through, I'm just crazy enough to believe, say, that God is going to bring me out. And if God never brings me out of my problem, if God never brings out the situation, I will stand still and say, I trust you no matter what is going on. I'm going to have confidence in you. I have faith in you. I believe in what you said. I'm going to hold on to your word. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Amen. We serve a God that said that I am come because I have seen your affliction. We know because of our text, saints of God, that the children of Israel were down there in Egypt. And they were down there in Egypt, praise the Lord, in slavery. They've been in slavery, I believe, for 400 years around this time. And in the process of them being in slavery, saints of God, Egypt, I'll tell you, was a type of sin. How was it a type of sin, Brian? It was a type of sin because they were in bondage, saints of God. They were in bondage to another group of people. And just like saints of God, many of us, church, that are in bondage to drugs, are in bondage to alcoholism, in bondage to our thoughts, and in bondage to that woman, in bondage to that man, and in bondage to, amen, unhealthy relationships, in bondage to certain situations. We serve a God that, praise the Lord, has seen our affliction. And so many people say that, well, I would come to church and be saved when I stop doing this. I'll come to church and be saved when I stop doing it. I come to tell you, you will never come to stop coming or come to church. You will never be able to stop doing because, amen, you need the Holy Ghost to help you with your affliction. Amen. You need the power. What does the Bible say? That you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You need the Holy Ghost to give you the power and give you the authority, the ability to overcome whatever it is that you're going through.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says here, praise the Lord. I'm going to try to expedite this little message on, but the Bible says here, saints, that, amen, as we look at this text, we find that God saw exactly what they were going through. God saw the affliction of his people, church. And I think I found a quote by Charles Spurgeon that said that in prosperity, God is heard, and that is a blessing. But in adversity, God is seen, and that is a greater blessing. Amen. The children of Israel, church, I come to tell you, has had many adversities. Amen. The children of Israel had many problems. The children of Israel had many situations. Praise the name of God. But praise God, what I love about the Bible, what I love about as I read this text, that every time that the children of Israel went through a different adversity, saying that God always showed up right there in the nick of time. Amen. I don't have the time to go through all of the adversities that they went through. But you remember, saints of God, the Bible said that they took them out there, amen, in the desert, praise God. The first one they came to, amen, they came to, amen, to the Red Sea, saints. You know what happened? The Bible says that God parted the Red Sea and they walked across on dry ground. Amen. You know, the Bible begins to talk about how they went through, amen, out there in the wilderness. They didn't have anything to eat, didn't have anything to drink, church. But the Bible says that God, amen, gave them water and he rained down manna from on high. You find that they went through several times. They created idol gods. They did all these other things. Amen. But every time that Israel, praise the Lord, went through, saints, God brought them out time and time again. And I come to tell you that that's a testimony, saints, to what God is doing for us in this day and in this time. Because you cannot go through something that is so bad, church, that God is not able to bring you out. But I love about the scripture here, saints, as I told them back there in the book of, as I told them back there in the Old Testament, we were talking about, saints, talking about, amen, I'm not there yet, brother. I'm going to get there in just a minute. Hold on, if you will. I'm still trying to build this little message up, amen, if I can. Amen. Don't bet. I get there. Amen. But the Bible says, when I was talking about in Sunday school, saints, how when you look at the Bible, you have to look at the types, shadows, patterns, fashions, figures, examples, prophecies, and or prophecies. Amen. Go back and watch the tape later. You can write that down at some other time. The Bible is written, saints of God, in such a way that what we find is in the New Testament, saints. We find it back there in the Old Testament. And just like we see, saints of God, how the Bible is talking, how he's talking about that I have seen the affliction of my people. Yeah, it's not till, amen, the book of Matthew, saints, that a man comes on the scene that said, I have seen the affliction, amen, of my people. This man lived for 33 years, church. 30 years, saints, he just kept his body from sin. Amen, 30 years, he kept his body from sin. Amen, he was in the temple, he was in the tabernacle. He asked them questions that they could not answer, saints. But, amen, when he came to John, and I believe Matthew chapter 3, amen, the Bible says John did not want to get baptized man, but the man said, you got to baptize me to fulfill all righteousness. And the Bible says that when he was baptized, he came straightway out of the water. Amen. And a dove came down upon that man. Lord have mercy. Y'all know who I'm talking about so far? I'm talking about the man named Jesus. Amen. Jesus is back there. Amen. Look down through time, saints. And I said, I've seen the affliction of my people. And I'm not going to let them keep going through as they're going through right now. But I'm going to go down there and save my people. As the book of Matthew chapter 1 and 21 says, and ye shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people, amen, from their sins. Amen. Praise the name of God. So, amen, after he got baptized, church, amen, he went around there, saints, healing the sick, saints. He went raising the dead, church. He fed the thousands upon thousands, amen, off of little boys' lunches. Amen. He healed the woman with the issue of blood, and it raised up the dead. He did all of these things, saints, but saints of God, that's not the reason why he came. He came to be our Redeemer, church. He came to be our Mediator, saints. He came, amen, to put an end of death, hell, in the grave. He came, saints, to bruise the devil's head. He came, church, amen, to die for you and I. So what happened to him, the man Jesus? The Bible tells me, saints, that they took him from judgment hall to judgment hall. And praise the name of God. Pilate ultimately said that I find no fault, amen, in this man. And that's my testimony this morning, that I find no fault in a man named Jesus. The Bible says that he was beat all night long. He was beat so bad, church, to where they ripped open his flesh. And he lost so much blood. He was hemorrhaging all over. Lord have mercy. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They pushed that thing down into a skull. The Bible Bible tells me that he was hemorrhaging all over, that he was unrecognizable. The Bible says that he was marred more than any man in history. Lord have mercy. But he did it all, saints, for you and I. And I don't know about you this morning, but I thank and praise God that he saw my affliction. The Bible says, saints, that they took him and he had carried that cross. He carried up that hill. Couldn't carry it no longer because he got beat all night long. He got beat for you and I. He got beat for our problems. He got beat for our hang-ups. He was beat for us. He didn't have the strength to carry his own cross no further. And the Bible says, church, that when he got up there, they stretched him out far. Lord have mercy. They took an old rusty nail and nailed both hands into that raggedy tree. Put both feet together and nailed his feet to the cross. And I heard the Bible say, Jesus said that if I be lifted up, church, I'll draw him and all men unto me. I'll thank him because he saw my affliction. He hung up on that cross, and your Bible says that they stripped him naked. They spit on him, church. They mocked him, church. They laughed at him, church. But he stayed up there, said, lay not this sin to their charge. I wonder this morning, is there anybody at Mount Calvary that said, God, I thank you that you saw my affliction. I thank you that you took my punishment. I thank you that you saw it and you died for me. The Bible says that amen, after that happened, that he gave up the ghost and died. Lord have mercy. I could think the devil thought it was over. The devil thought he had won. But I heard saints that early on Sunday morning, you know the story. He got up and he said, all power is in my hands. And I come to tell you, that man has seen your affliction. That man has seen your pain. That man has seen your problems. That man, he's able to bring you out. He didn't put you in to leave you down there. But he said, give it to me. I'll carry it. Give it to me. I'll bear it. There is a man who has seen our affliction, and his name is Jesus. Come up to him. You better give him your all. You better trust in him. Have faith in him. That's why I don't understand, church. I don't understand if you were how we come to church, saints. Sunday after Sunday, and it's Tuesday after Tuesday. And we come to church, and we walk out the same way that we came. And then when you got a place, church, that you can get rid of your burdens. I don't understand. You shouldn't be coming to church, saints. I'm still struggling with alcohol. Why should you still be struggling? Because he's seen your affliction. And that man is able to take it off your lips. That man, he's able to do it suddenly. He's able to heal your body. So many saints are wrapped in pain, but that man can heal your body. Is there anybody that can testify that God healed me, God delivered me? You better give God some praise, because God has brought me out. God has made a way for me. I don't know about you, but I can't stay silent. I can't keep my mouth shut. He's seen my problem, and I gotta thank him for bringing me out. I thank him for opening the door. I thank him. You wanna clap your hands and give us a praise. I'm through. He said, I've seen. I can preach a whole lot longer about that. But I have seen your affliction. I've seen exactly what you're going through. I've seen your problem, your pain, your hang-ups. You know, we got some things that some of us do that we don't want nobody else to know about it. God said, I've seen it. And I got a way for you to get out. Lord, please take this away from me. Lord, I plead, you got a place that you can get rid of it, all of it.
Amen.
He said, bring it over to me. And when you make up your mind that you're going to trust in God, they that trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion that cannot be moved. You will stand firm. You will stand flat-footed and say, no matter what happens, God, I need you to bless me right now. And I come to tell you that God will bring you out. Nobody has to go back and be the devil's punching bag. Nobody has to go back and let the devil knock them down. Nobody has to be addicted. Nobody got to be confused. Nobody has to go through and be bound. Because God said, I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. I you got to come out. Because God is able to bring you out. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. Boy, you can even ask or think. God can completely blow your mind on what he can do. You may not even believe or know. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to come out of this. I don't know how I'm going to stop doing that. Lord, I want to do right. I've been talking plain all day. Lord, I want to do right, but I don't know how. You ought to be down here at this altar.
Amen.
Because just like that, God is able to turn it around. He is able to do things that we can't even imagine. We can't, good Lord, have mercy. We cannot even comprehend.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, well, you know, Elder, I'm going to try to. That's the problem. You get out of God's way. Brian, get every time.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Every time I get involved in stuff.